Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to English Academy Club. I am Valeska, your show host. In today's episode, we are going to be reading the next chapter in The Beach House. Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Mrs. Andrews. Her daughter came rushing down the stairs and dropped to the floor, lifting the slatted vent plate out of the hardwood that had been put in to drain flood water from the house in the event of a storm. "Good Lord, child, what are you doing?" her mother asked. The young woman peered into the dark hole in the floor and then plunged her hand down into it, feeling around to see if perhaps her own letter had fallen in. Her fingers reached out as far as they could go, her right pointer finger stretching until it hurt. "What are you doing?" her mother asked again, disapprovingly. "Just making sure no other letters have fallen," she said, pulling her hand out. "You're going to get your dress all dirty. I'm sure there's nothing down there." She reached in again, but she had came up empty. Had she gone mad? An envelope wouldn't have traveled that far into the draining vent. Suddenly, she felt a hand around her arm, pulling her up. Her mother's consoling eyes were on her, giving light to the girl's desperation. "There's nothing in there. Perhaps you should wash up and make yourself look more respectable. You're so pretty," she said, brushing a curl out of her daughter's face. "You wouldn't want Samuel to come by when you're not at your best." Gabby replaced the vent cover, closing the chapter on Alfred and the summer that she would no longer allow to haunt her. "Yes, Mama." She straightened her dress and went upstairs, feeling foolish for being so frantic. She closed her bedroom door, dropped onto her bed, and cried herself to sleep. Chapter 2. Present Day. The old Victorian-style house at the end of Sandpiper Lane stood like a ghostly gray mammoth poised between the road and the dazzling turquoise waters of the Gulf of Mexico. Its faded white paint had peeled and cracked from years of exposure to the beating coastal sun and unrelenting winds. A pair of lace curtains still hung in the dark upstairs window. Melanie stared at it, praying she wouldn't see an apparition floating by. Just the idea gave her a shudder. "Are you sure about this?" Catherine asked, as they lugged Melanie's suitcases past the mounds of moving boxes and over the wild overgrowth that had crawled across the battered front walk. Melanie shielded her eyes from the sun, peering up at the structure. "Not really," she said. "If you're doing this for Graham, she's not here to enjoy it," Catherine said gently. "This is a big project, Mel." "It's not like I had any other options," she replied. "Graham was right in her letter. I don't have anything left for me in Tennessee. I haven't worked in 3 years except for taking care of Graham. When Graham had to start chemotherapy, it was a logical solution for Melanie to step in. Catherine was married with a child, and her mother was too busy with the farm to stay with her. Melanie was single and could easily drive into the city to work if she had to. She'd been able to juggle it for a little while, but as Graham got weaker, spending long hours getting ill from the chemo and needing someone to help her move around the house, Melanie found herself with less and less time to spend at her apartment with her fiancé and many late nights opting for Graham's sofa. When the apartment's lease was up, to her surprise, Adam suggested they live separately. But she understood. It wasn't sensible to spend such an incredible amount on a home that she had never lived in. But none of it felt permanent until Adam sat her down about 2 years ago and told her they were going in different directions. What he'd meant was that he was going in a different direction. She hadn't gone anywhere but Graham's. She wondered if she'd ever be able to get back to her old life again. You don't want to just rent a nice new apartment somewhere and get your feet wet in corporate America again, asked Catherine now, tearing Melanie away from the past. Get those marketing guns firing once more. My last interview, the third one I've gone on now, was a no. My skills are outdated. She rubbed the pinch that was forming in her shoulder, her attention fluttering back to that dark window upstairs, the eerie blackness of its chipping away at the resolve. Her sister's gaze swept across the front porch with uncertainty, and she grimaced as she jiggled the railing. With a sense of purpose, Melanie headed toward the door. When she stepped onto the porch, her foot suddenly plunged through the rotted step to the sandy ground below, and she reached out for her big sister. "Oh, Catherine!" blurted, grabbing Melanie's arm. Her sister held her hand while Melanie attempted to free herself, her balance wavering. "I mean, your inheritance is better than what I got, which is nothing," Catherine said, helping Melanie to right herself. "But I totally get it. You were always the closest to her. You were there with her until the very end." "You sure it's better?" Melanie teased with a bewildered chuckle, pointing down at the gaping hole in the steps. Catherine shared in her amusement as they slipped the key into the lock and opened the door. When they got inside, the house smelled of rotting wood and age. Melanie's bag fell with an airy smack onto the old floor and sent a plume of dust into the air, making them both cough. The old floral wallpaper had yellowed and peeled off the wall in the humidity. Melanie clicked on the light switch, and the old chandelier in the parlor lit up like a neglected piece of costume jewelry, sections of it missing. "So, they've gotten the lights on," she said. "At least there's that." "Don't you want to stay in the hotel with me?" Catherine asked. Melanie shook her head, opening the old lace curtains at the window, stirring up more dust. "I have the air mattress I packed, and I want to plan the redesign right away if I'm going to transform this place into a bed and breakfast. I need to start turning a profit." Catherine sent a tentative look up the stairs. "You're not worried about ghosts?" Melanie laughed. "Not at all." But she was putting on a brave face for her sister. She knew all the stories about the man who lived there alone ever since he'd built it, and while she hadn't ever had proof the house was haunted, there was definitely a thick sadness that penetrated the air. Catherine pulled the rest of the bags through the front door, and then the two women set about bringing in Melanie's moving boxes. "All right," Catherine said, clapping the dust off her hands once they'd finished. "I'm heading back to the hotel so I can work. I've got 3 investment portfolios to draw up for clients, and Ryan wants me to read him a story on video call. I promised." She slid a box out of the way and opened the front door, letting in a salty breeze. "But swear that we'll do some beachy things together before I head home tomorrow morning. It will have been just Ryan alone with Toby for 24 hours, so you know what a mess I'm going back to." Melanie laughed. Catherine might be going home to crayon murals all over the white walls. Toby was a big kid himself, the most fun brother-in-law she could have asked for. She'd often thought about how great an uncle he had been for her own children. The only emotion left from her breakup with Adam was the emptiness at the loss of her plans for a family. It had always been an anticipated step, but with no one in her life now, it seemed an impossible one. "And I know you want to get started on this," Catherine continued, waving a hand through the air. "But you've had a lot to deal with. You could use a little me time." "We're at the beach." "I promise to take a break, and we'll go out," Melanie assured her. "Call me if you can, or if you need me." That will be it for today. In the next episode, next week, we will be finishing chapter 2. If you have a moment, I would appreciate it if you could please give me a rating. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I wish you a great weekend. Take care.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.